in a bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region there were shepherds living in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. It was not an it, but it was a baby. It's a little boy that came upon a midnight clear. And I want us to start this evening. I want you to imagine, I want you to remember a time when a new baby came into your world. It might have been your child, might have been a grandchild, a niece or nephew or cousin. Might have been a friend who just had a little baby. My daughter sat with her best friend waiting for her baby to come this past week, and she left, and 20 minutes later that baby came. Waiting for her to leave so she could come. But what a wonderful thing it is when a baby comes into our lives. There is a joy to it that is unparalleled. There's just nothing else like it. I mean, we can look at other things that fill us with joy, winning a big game, graduating, so many other things that we can experience that are high moments in our lives. And I don't know that any compares to a new life coming into our world. And I want you to imagine when that baby that you're thinking about came in this world, one of the first times you held it. And remember how small and how tiny they are. And there's little bitty tiny fingers and toes. Those little fingers are so small that it takes their whole fist to reach up and grab, which they love to do, the end of your little finger. And that baby smell, the good one. You know the one I'm talking about. You know the one I'm not talking about too, that we don't want to think about. But that good baby smell, that there's nothing like. When that smell, when after you've given a baby a bath and you've swaddled it up in a bath towel and you're kind of bundling it, and maybe you're in a rocker with it or gently bobbing and weaving with that baby, and you take a deep, you know, kind of sigh of, it's finally quiet. And you smell that new baby smell. There's just a joy that fills our hearts when we encounter that innocence and that love of being in the presence of new life. There's nothing like it. And it's contagious. That joy is very contagious. I know when we had our kids, I told anybody and everybody. Didn't even matter if I knew them. I could be in a grocery store checking out. How are you today? I'm great. I had a daughter. You know? Oh, it's so wonderful. And you know, tell them the whole story. And people are standing in line like, okay, we got it. You got a baby. You know, get out of the line. No, they don't do that. They get caught up in it. Oh, my niece just had a baby. How big was she? She was huge. She was a toddler, you know? But there's a joy. It's contagious. I can remember one Christmas Eve, I wanted to reconnect with that joy before preaching, and I did something a little odd. We preachers sometimes have to do strange things to get inspired. On Christmas Eve night, I drove over to the hospital and I wandered in, I went up to the second floor and I followed the nursery signs, and I came to a dimly lit room, said infant viewing room. And there was a little bench step along the wall, and there were three windows. And I walked in and I immediately was kind of disappointed because all the blinds were drawn. Didn't matter. There was a family of six sitting in that room. Four of them were sitting. Two were glued to the glass and they were trying to look through the slats between the blinds to get a peek at the new baby in their life. And one of them, I'm guessing, was a grandmother, both by her age and the fact you could not remove her from the glass, right? And she was looking through literally like a hole where the string goes through the blind. She's looking through that at the baby. And when I noticed her, I went, oh, you can't see them. And she goes, I can see him, you know? And I started to walk past her over to the far end where there was a window where I thought maybe I can see around the edge of the blind the babies. And as I was getting over there, a daughter or some other family member, she said, yeah, but you can't see their face. And now me, without thinking about my safety, I said, well, I can see his face. All six of them came running over to that end of the room. It was like I had opened an extra line at Walmart on Christmas Eve. You know, they all came trampling over. Let me see. And I stepped out of the way and they're all taking turns. Oh, you can see him. And these were total strangers. And we all started telling, you know, stories about babies. And because you just can't help but share that joy. And I was like, so was he just born? And this is, you know, mid-afternoon, and they're like, no, he was born like 3 a.m. And yet here they all were, you know, waiting for that glass, that little blind to open up so they could get a glimpse through the glass. And I suspect that kind of joy, even in the smell of hay and probably manure and who knows what, you know, in a stable near a manger, there was still that irrepressible joy, even after a hard journey. You know, it was a several day walk to get from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It's about 90 miles, if I recall my geography right. They had been on a long journey to get there, and I'm sure they were weary. And they had gone through labor, and they don't call it labor for nothing. It's hard, hard, hard work. Even when it's easy, you know, it's hard work. And in the midst of the sweat and the weariness and the tire, there was that joy. And it was a joy that was contagious because it got shared everywhere. The angels themselves came to share that a baby was coming and told the shepherds. And the shepherds came and sought out that baby, and when they saw the baby, they were filled with such joy, they had to do what? They had to go tell people. Let's go to Bethlehem. Tell them what we have seen. Tell them that it's true. Tell them what the angels have told us. And actually, it was not only that contagious joy that I described and that I encountered in that hospital viewing room, it was bigger than that because it was a God-sized joy. Because this was the Son of God, and the very heavens themselves were rejoicing. We had an angel make an announcement, but then we hear that there was a multitude, the heavenly host, which that word just means almost nothing to us, but probably if we were to translate it a little bit more literally, it's like the army of God. The heavenly host was like the army of God, if you will. And we have no idea if it was hundreds of angels, thousands of angels, 10,000 angels. We have no idea. We're just a multitude. The heavenly host started saying, glory to God on high, favor to peace to those whom God favors. And the whole heavens were filled with that sound. And I wonder what that felt like. Not just, you didn't just hear it. I'm sure you felt that sound through your whole body. It wasn't a quiet squeak from heaven. It was a joyous roar at the birth of this child. And you know, there's one other place in Scripture where it talks about rejoicing in heaven. There is a passage in chapter Luke further on, after that little baby went from being a little baby to an adolescent who sat in the temple and taught in a way that astounded people, even at 12 years old, grew into a man and became a rabbi who knew God's word and knew it forwards and backwards and shared it and spoke from it very prophetically in such a way and with such authority that people said, this is an authority unlike anything we've ever seen before. He speaks with authority greater than the scribes and the Pharisees, the best of the best. He's better than them. And that little baby that grew into a man, he told a story one day, maybe not just once, maybe it was a favorite story, maybe he told it many times, we don't know, but at least once he told a story where he said one day to some people, there was a shepherd one time, and he had 100 sheep. And one of those sheep, it wandered off and it got lost one day. And that shepherd, he left the 99 and he went and he looked for that sheep. And when he found that sheep, he had a huge celebration and party and there was rejoicing. And after he told that story, Jesus said to people, I want you to understand that there is more rejoicing in heaven when one lost sheep comes home than over the 99 righteous ones. That's the one other place in Scripture where it talks about the heavens rejoicing. And you know why I think the heavens rejoice in that moment? Because it's another birth. When a lost one comes home, someone is born again. And there is new life. And there is that joy. And there is that hope and that wonder of newness and of a fresh start and of new beginnings. And a new life comes into the world for someone when a lost one comes home. And it's another moment where I think on that first Christmas morning when the angels were rejoicing, it was almost as if God was sitting there with his face plastered against the glass going, that one's my baby boy. Let me tell you about him. And he was rejoicing. But I think every time a lost one comes home, God is there saying, and here I have yet another new child in my life. And that's why there's rejoicing in heaven. And we have the privilege and the honor to be a part of that. To be a part of both being God's family and helping bring people home from time to time. Because we all wander astray. We all get off the beaten path at one point or another. And whenever we have a brother or a sister in Christ who helps us come back home, there's a new birth. And I don't know where you are this evening. Maybe you're feeling strayed off, like you're out in a ravine as a sheep by yourself and alone. You don't need to be. I'm glad you're here tonight if that's the case. Because you don't need to be. This is home. And this is a place where God wants you and God loves you. And God rejoices over you being here. And maybe you're right at home and you feel as close to God as you have ever felt in your life. And that's an awesome thing too. And it also means it's a wonderful place to be to invite someone else home and to help them be family as we go into a new year. Now on that night that I wandered to the hospital, I got done and I drove to the church and it was way early. And one thing I like to do, and it's a good thing now I commute because I don't have to do this anymore because of commute. When we lived a lot closer to a church, sometimes I would leave early and I would get to the church and I would just drive around and think. I love to drive and think. And I would just drive around and think and let the words kind of settle into where they needed to be. And that evening, I got down to the church and I was like, no, I'm not quite ready yet. And I just started driving and I let the wheel kind of take me where I wanted to go. And I drove out to the edge of town and I thought, you know, I probably ought to get back now. And I pulled in a lot and I started to turn around and I realized that I was in the lot of a correctional facility. And I thought, what a dichotomy of experience to have stood a moment ago in a room with a family looking through glass at their baby, excited. And I thought, here in this space are some young men or women who their mom or dad comes and gets to see them, but sees them through a glass window. And probably because somewhere along the way, they lost home. Somebody let go of them and as they wandered off, and they lost home. Friends, the Word of God tells us that He sent a great light for us because we're in darkness. And Jesus went on at one point to say that we are not to take our light and hide it under a bushel. We are to be a light to bring people home. Praise be to God we get that opportunity as we go into a new year. Let us be thankful for the love and the relationship we have with God. And let us be thankful for the opportunity each of us has to share that with one another and with someone else who maybe doesn't feel it right now in their lives. What a wonderful Christmas gift. Amen, and let us join in prayer together. Heavenly Father, as we gather here in the stillness of night, the brightly lit tree reflecting, it's pretty easy to feel your peace and to feel your love for us. It's such a strange thing, God, that we don't feel that all the time, because the truth be told, it's really a matter of choice of just slowing down and being attentive. So many people see a worship service like this and it's a favorite of the year, but truth be told, the bulletin's not all that much different. There's a few bits of extra music maybe, but it's very similar to what we do on a Sunday morning. And yet we feel completely different about it. But I think, God, that's because we bring a different expectation to it. And it's an expectation we can bring to every time we worship, and honestly, every day, God. We pray that Your Holy Spirit would anoint us, that irresistible, contagious joy would not be a once a year or a once a week thing, but it would be a daily, moment by moment occurrence in our lives. You're a good God, and we thank You for that. Lord, be with us as we worship here this evening. May we feel Your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.